Welcome, welcome to On Watch TV. We have a very exclusive insider scoop for you right now. We have one of our most esteemed creators, Dr. Charles Opong, joining us right now to talk about a couple of the projects that are now featured on Watch TV. Welcome, Dr. Opong. How you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you, Doc. It's a pleasure.
No, definitely the pleasure is mine. I just wanted to take a minute to give our audience here on the website and those that are going to tune in on Roku and Fire TV a little bit of background or insights about, you know, your approach to your storytelling, your ability to take those visions and to put it on film. So we have two pieces from you currently on Watch TV. We have Sisters, and then we have Enough, Tired Old Jazz. And so those are two different pieces. Give us a little bit of background about, let's start with Sisters. You know, not when, we don't want to give away too much on the website because we want people to go to the channel, you know. So just a little bit, not too much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for having me. And yes, quite honorably, I just want to say that film is my ministry. You know, that's a slogan that I live by, and I pour myself into. Sisters is absolutely necessary. Just honoring not only the lives of Black veterans, but Black families of those veterans who go off to war and sometimes don't come back. Quite frankly, Sisters did some research while I was at Pepperdine University's Graduate School of Education and Psychology and came across a few things. And while there, I actually met a few veterans. And I was inspired to not only write, direct, and produce, and DP Sisters on my own with the help of quite a few other Black talented artists in film, but I felt like it was necessary to tell the story because it's just something that has been, let me say, not documented in terms of Black soldiers being on the front lines and having to suffer, well, at least their families having to suffer the brunt of the loss of Black fathers, Black husbands, Black heroes, Black soldiers who are on the front lines more often than not than any other racial group. And so Sisters is inspired by the life of David Hickman, who wasn't even 24 when he died at war. And so and even within the way and the manner in which he died, it could have been prevented. It's no secret. If you look on Google, you can type in David Hickman and the first 100 hits, you can see what's happening, not just with the story of David Hickman, but men just like David Hickman. So Sisters is my baby. It's the first that I went triple threat in on as far as writing, directing, producing, if I can say quadrupled, hit it as far as DPing it as well. And I live by it and I stand by it. And it's work that I can say I'm actually proud of. And I'm proud that it can actually take precedence on your channel within a fashion that, you know, you're doing it. So thank you and salute to you.
No, absolutely. I'm glad to have it. And I've had the privilege of watching it more than once. So I can't wait for the audience to watch it. I know they're going to enjoy that and definitely come back for more to see all that you have in store for them. And so now we have a film of different sorts, just as important, just as poignant. You have Enough, Tired Old Jazz, and I'm loving that one too, man. So again, don't tell them too much, man, but what's up with that one?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Oh man, the legendary John Coltrane, right? Like, what more can I say about Coltrane? It's funny, I was actually just on Instagram maybe about an hour ago, and I saw my little brother, his girlfriend, she actually had on her story John Coltrane, and right there she has the actual vinyl record, A Love Supreme. So, wow. Enough Tired Old Jazz. Yeah, Enough Tired Old Jazz is inspired by A Love Supreme. I was listening to it while cleaning and studying on a Saturday. And you know how it is, typical growing up on a Saturday morning, your parents ask you to clean the house. I still do that and carry those same values to this day in my own home with my wife and my kids. As I'm doing dad chores around the house, I'm listening to Coltrane. And I'm just inspired. I said, man, this would be cool if I had, you know, one of the homies come through and dance. He does this awesome dance, and I have to give him his full 110% credit on this. His name is Alex Johnson. And Alex Johnson is pretty much dancing to something that is not, he's actually dancing to Christian music as we filmed it. We filmed it on a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema Camera 4K. We shot it in Leimert Park. It was shot within a matter of, I want to say, maybe less than 3 hours about. And we shot it not too far from my dad's church, not too far from where Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace, where like in the heart of the Crenshaw District in between Vernon and Slauson. And I went to school at Audubon Middle School, which is right around the corner from there. So
Right.
we're actually capturing the essence of the Black Renaissance in Los Angeles. And it's the only Black Renaissance that we have in Leimert Park, because that is where the Africana diaspora takes place. If you're talking about all walks of life of Black people, right? Not just little Ethiopia on the other side of West LA going towards the Hollywood area, but Leimert Park, right? Yeah, it's right there in the hood. It's a very peaceful area. It's a beautiful area. And I said, hey, I need to shoot it over here. Right there is where you see the Crenshaw, the Wall Monument, which you have Martin Luther King, with which he makes a appearance on Enough Titled Jazz, along with Malcolm X and a few other notable people. It opens up with Nina Simone, the beautiful Nina Simone and her voice. And I was touched and inspired. And when I watch it, even me, right? Like, I am one of those people who tends to step away from once I am done with the final cut in post-production. I'll step away from it, but in stepping back to it and watching it on, on a platform or on my computer, I'm brought to tears just realizing that, man, even 50, 60, 100 years later, we're still in the same predicament. And that's why it's called Enough Tired Old Jazz. So it's a play on the double entendre, obviously, with the jazz being jazz, John Coltrane. But the phrase tired old jazz, hearing the same old thing since the civil rights movement all the way to the Black Lives Matter movement, you still hear this tired old song of Black people still fighting for the same things, in which and in that we're still not free. And that's exactly what that means. Enough tired old jazz. And so I definitely have to salute and tip my hat off to the legendaries and the greats, such as John Coltrane, because he really inspired this. Coltrane is another guy. He died 2 days before my birthday, July 17th. I'm born July 19th. So I really this film really holds a lot of truth, value, and organic reach for me, and I hope that it can hold the same thing for its viewers on your platform with the marvelous and extraordinary things that you are doing. So I just want to say thank you again for honoring this film and allowing it to be on your platform with On Watch TV.
This film definitely has a place here, and permanent if it needs be, man. This film, when I saw it, I was thinking of, the juxtaposition of what was past and what was present, and I came to a realization that it's not even a juxtaposition, it's an enduring position, because it's the same thing. And so Enough is a great title, man. So I'm excited for our viewers to watch it, an important film. I'm so excited about just your contributions, and I'm looking so forward to anything and everything you put out. I'm there. Any premiere, any behind the scenes, sneak peeks, fly on the wall, I'm there, man, because I understand the importance of your work and the inspiration behind it. And I
Thank
can't
you.
wait for the viewers to watch it. So again, thank
Thank
you.
you.
And we're sure to do more. Definitely hope to have you back. And I'm sure that the viewers will appreciate this as well. So you guys, you're here on the website now listening. Be sure to go over to the Roku channel and also on Amazon Fire TV. Check it out. Email us, contact us, we'll contact you. Thank you.